Mishnah in Sukkah and the Chav Chesem Abayz outlines the basic mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. If you have the Mar Makomas, this is on page 1, or if you can open up a Gemara too. Mishnah says, Kol Shivas Hayomim Osa Odom Osa Sukkoso Keva Ubeiso Arai. Kol Shivas Hayom, all 7 days of Sukkah, so a person makes his Sukkah, his Diras Keva, and his bias is the Diras Arai. The bias is the temporary dwelling, the Sukkah is the Diras Keva. What does that mean? So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. But what it means is this: Ketzad Hayolo Kelim Noim Malan Lasukah Matzos Nos Malan Lasukah Ochel Veshos Metal Basukah. What does it mean that the Sukkah should be Diras Keva throughout the Yom Tov? That means that you spend time in the Sukkah, and that means that you bring your fanciest dishes into the Sukkah. Just like when you live at home, you have Kelim Noim Matzos Nos, nice tablecloths and nice Kelim. So you bring those nice Kelim into the Sukkah. The ochel v'shosu metal b'sukkah. Metal b'sukkah, what you're going to tiyul in the sukkah? It means that you spend time in the sukkah. That's the ikar makom, so you spend time in the sukkah. Minani mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, teishu kein tadur, mikan amru, kol shivas hayomim osa odom sukkoso keva ubeiso arai. The Braisa explains, what's the makor for this? What's the makor that you're supposed to make beiso keva throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos? Because the pasuk says, "Basukos teishu shivas yam." That's the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Basukos teishu shivas yam. Teishu ke'en taduru. Teishu ke'en taduru. That you're supposed to be yoshev b'sukkah. You're supposed to live in the sukkah, the same way that you live in your homes. So that's why throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos, the sukkah is supposed to be a diras keva for you. You're supposed to live in it as if it's your diras keva. The Gemara says that you're supposed to eat and drink and spend time in the sukkah and even learn in the sukkah. What does it mean to learn in the sukkah? So the Gemara distinguishes between learning be'iyun and learning be'kiyus, learning something light that you can learn in the sukkah, that you're supposed to learn in the sukkah, if you can, if it's not too cold in the sukkah. You know, last year the sukkah was really warm. The last few years it's been warm. Now it's a little bit later. So now it's a little bit more difficult if it's cold in the sukkah. Maybe you can't even concentrate for be'kiyus learning in the sukkah. But Be'iyun, the Gemara understands that Be'iyun, you need a certain ravchus, you need to be in an area that's more comfortable, so maybe the sukkah is not the best place to learn Be'iyun. But to learn Be'kiyus, you certainly should learn Be'kiyus in the sukkah, because you're supposed to spend time in the sukkah. That's the name of the game. Name of the game in the midst of Yeshiva Sukkah is Teishu Kein Todur. By the same token, the concept of Teishu Kein Todur teaches us other halachas regarding the midst of Yeshiva Sukkah. That's a Gemara earlier on the Chavav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Holchei Drachim Bayom, Ptur Min HaSukkah Bayom, V'chayav Malayla. Holchei Drachim Balayla, Ptur Min HaSukkah Balayla, V'chayav Bayom. Holchei Drachim Bayom Uvalayla, Ptur Min HaSukkah Ben Bayom, Uben Balayla. Holchei Drachim, people who are going on the road, right? Let's say they're traveling for Parnassa. Rashi says traveling for Schora. He's on business. He has to go on a business trip. It happens to be. It's on Chol HaMoed, but he has to go for business. So if he's holech bayom, then he's potim nasukah bayom. He's potim nasukah bayom. Holech balayla, he's potim nasukah balayla. And of course, if he's holech bayom, ben balayla, then he's potim both bayom ubalayla. What's the p'tur of holech drachim? It sounds he's holech drachim for dvar rishus, not for dvar mitzvah. If it's for dvar mitzvah, osik mitzvah, he's potim na mitzvah, okay. But for dvar rishus, what if a person is traveling, he's potim for putting on tefillin and putting on tzitzis, he's potim for mitzvahs? Like What's the havamina that he should be potter? Tetosis says, Holchei drachem bayom, kol ze nafka miteshu kein toduru. This is all learned out of Pasukos Teshu, Shivas Yalim. Teshu kein toduru. Shekashem she'adam beveso eino nimna milotzis laderach. Just like a person who's living in his home, he sometimes goes on a business trip, he leaves his home. So, maishna suka mibeso. He's supposed to make sukoso keva, his sukkah should be his diras keva, so it's no worse than beiso. Just like he leaves his bias to go on a trip, so too he can leave the sukkah as well. V'chei mitzta'er the potru le'el min hasukkah. Mitzta'er is potru min hasukkah also. Someone who's mitzta'er, who's in pain from the zvuvim, from the bugs and the bees and the wind and whatever it is, he's potru min hasukkah. The Gemara has that earlier. It says Tosfos the Ptur is Hainu Miteshu Kein Toduru Deina Adam Dor B'Mokom Shemitzar. Person is not going to be Dor B'Mokom Shemitzar. If he has bees in his home, so either he'll kill the bees or he'll go to a different home. He's not going to stay there. He's going to He's going to call the bee exterminator to take care of it, but until the exterminator comes, he's going to leave the home. He doesn't want to get stung by the bees. The same thing in the sukkah. If you have too many bees in the sukkah, he's mitzar from the bees, then he's pater from the sukkah, because teishu kein todu, he's not mechir to sit in the sukkah more than he would sit in his home. There are some poskim who extend the idea of teishu kein todu quite a bit. That not only does teishu kein todu teach us the basic mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, and it also teaches us some of the pturim, some of the exemptions from the mitzvah of sukkah, but it actually defines the structure of the sukkah as well. It defines what kind of structure is kosher for the mitzvah of sukkah. What do I mean? The Ramah in Siman Tafresh Mem talks about all the pturim from sukkah, and Tafresh Lamites talks about the basic chiyuv of sukkah. So in Tafresh Mem, to the end of the Mar Makomus, we have a whole number of pages about the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah is on page 8. Writes like this: "In asam etchila b'makom shemitzar ba'achilo b'shtiyo b'shena o she'ief shalasos lo echad mehen basuka machmas demesiyari milistim of anavim kshuv basuka." Say a person makes a sukkah in a place where he's mitzar from the achila, mitzar from eating or from drinking or from sleeping in the sukkah. Well, let's say it's not that he's mitzar, but he's afraid of ganavim. He's very listim, afraid he'll be beaten up if he sits in the sukkah. Dr. Ramah, eno yotzei ba'osa sukkah klal. You can't be yotzei in that sukkah at all. Afilu b'dvarim shalom mitztar b'hem. Even in things that you're not mitztar. Let's say he's mitztar from sheni. He's mitztar from sleeping in the sukkah. So Dr. Ramah, you're not going to be yotzei in that sukkah at all. You can't even eat in the sukkah. The lahavi ke'endira shiyuchalasos sham kol tzirachav. Mordechai perek hayoshim. The Mordechai, in the second perek of sukkah, Ramah paskins like him, Mordechai holds that a sukkah has to be roi l'chol tashmishim. If the sukkah is not roi for all the tashmishim, for achila and shesia and shena and all of the activities that you do in the sukkah, then you can't be yotzi with that sukkah b'chlal. Clearly, the Mordechai is a very extreme understanding of teishu kein todu. That teishu kein todu defines the structure of the sukkah itself. Right, that if you make the sukkah in a place where it's not roi l'chol tashmishim, that's not called a sukkah. It's not called a sukkah. If it's not ke'en dira, that you could do all of your tashmishim there, that's not called a sukkah b'chlal. The Mishnah Berurah points out that other achronim, that there are achronim that disagree with this Mordechai. The Chacham Tzvi, notably. The Shari Tshuva quotes the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuva disagrees with the Mordechai. And he says that he doesn't think teishu kein todu applies to the structure of the sukkah. It only applies to the way that you're using the sukkah. That if you're using the sukkah, if you're eating or if you're drinking or if you're sleeping in the sukkah, so if you're mitztar from any of those activities, then you're parted from the sukkah. But no one would say that if you can't do one of the activities in the sukkah because you're mitztar, that passes the sukkah for the other activities. If you're not mitztar from eating in the sukkah, so then you can be otzi with that sukkah. It's a sukkah for achila. Even if you're mitztar from sleeping in that sukkah. And the Chacham Tzitaka brings a raya from this halacha of sleeping, that there are many who don't sleep in the sukkah nowadays. There are different reasons given. One of the reasons that's given is that it's too cold. So because it's too cold, they lived in Europe, they lived in climates where it was too cold. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you live in, have a certain South Africa, whatever, you live in communities that are warmer at this time of year. So then you might be mitzvah because it's too hot in the sukkah. But at night, it might be just right. Right? So then I can understand why you'd want to sleep in the sukkah. But if you live in a cold community, cold climate, so then you're mitzvah from sleeping in the sukkah. So says the Chacham Tzvi, but everyone eats in the sukkah. So if the Mordechai were right, so then the sukkah is not a sukkah. Because since we're mitzvah from sleeping in the sukkah, and we can't be yotz with the sukkah b'chlal, even for achilas. He says, you see from the minute, the fact that we're knowing to eat in the sukkah, despite the fact that that we're mitztar from sleeping in the sukkah, you see that the Mordechai is incorrect, that the sukkah doesn't have to be roi l'chol tashmishim. If you're mitztar from one of the activities, then you're potter from doing that activity in the sukkah. But you still chayav to do all the other activities in the sukkah. So the mitzvah of sukkah is dependent on teishu kein todu. That's clear. It's clear from the pasuk basukos teishu shivas yamin, and clear from the drasha of the brisa that you're supposed to make sukkaso into diras keva. Diras Keva, that you're supposed to be dar in the sukkah the same way that you're dar in your bais. It's clear that the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is not just achila and shasiyah. It's not just eating and drinking in the sukkah. The real mitzvah is dira b'sukkah, living in the sukkah. Yeshiva b'sukkah. Right? We call it yeshiva b'sukkah. Yeshiva doesn't mean sitting in the sukkah. It means living in the sukkah. The lashon of the pasuk is b'sukkah's teishu shivas yamin. Torah wasn't saying you should sit. Sit meaning sit on a chair. Sit in your sukkah. It means you should live in your sukkah. That's what teishu means. And it's clear from the drasha, teishu ke'en taduru. Your yeshiva, what you're sitting on the chair is like you're living, means you're living in the sukkah should be living in the sukkah, the teshu that you do in a sukkah should be taduru, ke'en taduru, that you do in your home. That's why the bracha that we make on sukkah is leishiv basukkah. It's not lecho basukkah, lecho velishtas basukkah. We make a bracha, shekresham v'mitzvosu v'tzivanu, leishiv basukkah, because the mitzvah is yeshiva basukkah. The mitzvah is living in the sukkah. Living in the sukkah. And that's exactly how the Rambam paskens. The Rambam writes that, what do we make the bracha of leishiv basukkah on? Rambam says in Hilchos Sukkah, in Perek Vav Halacha Yudbeis, Rambam says, "Kol zman shi kones leishiv basukkah kol shiva mevarech kodem sheyeshiv," etc. Leishiv basukkah. Kol zman shi kones leishiv basukkah. The Rambam doesn't mention what. There's no mention of what. Achim. Rambam doesn't say anything about achim. He says, "You make a bracha leishiv basukkah kol zman shenechnas leishiv basukkah." You go to be yoshiv basukkah. The Iker Mitzvah is the Yeshiva B'sukkah, so the Bracha B'Yeshiva B'sukkah was said on Yeshiva, on living. And B'Pashtus, the Lashon of the Rambam, Leishiv, doesn't mean sit. Yeshiva is Lav Dafka. Would the Rambam say that if you don't sit in the Sukkah, there's no Chiyuv to make a Bracha? If I eat standing up, would there be no Chiyuv, according to the Rambam, to make a Bracha? So, truth be told, there is a Sharat Zion. The Sharat Zion in Siman Tov Resh Mem Gimel, Sivkot and Dalet, on that piece in the Shulchan Aruch that I asked you to see. The Charitzian quotes from the Bach that according to the Rambam, if you eat standing up, there's no bracha, because the Rambam says that you only make a bracha if you're Yoshev Asukah. That's what the Charitzian quotes. The Das HaBach Im Ochel Me'umad Ein Yochel Levarek Leishev Asukah L'Das HaRambam V'Lechol B'li Bracha Gam Ken Ein Rashoy. Can't eat without a bracha, but you're really not supposed to make a bracha if you're standing. Yes, if there's no place to sit, there's no chairs, and the oilam is there, you know, there are 100 people there, and it's too hard, it's one thing. But the Bach learns, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is yeshiva. You have to sit down. Sit down in the sukkah. It's really a little bit of a pellet. The Pasha Pshat is the word yeshiva doesn't mean sit. It means to spend time. To spend time. Like the Pasuk in Chumash says, Vateshvu b'kodesh yomim rabim, that B'nai Yisrael, Vateshvu, you sat, what, they brought the chairs from Mitzrayim? No, Vateshvu means you were Mitzakev. You spent time in Kodesh. You spent extra time in Kodesh. A number of years. Yomim rabim, a long time. Vateshvu means that you spent time. Yeshiva, sitting in the sukkah, simply demonstrates that you're planning on spending time. If you're not planning on spending time, who sits down? But it's not the sitting itself that's mechayev in the bracha, it's the spending time in the sukkah. If you were to spend an hour in the sukkah eating, standing up, chor according to the Rambam, you should also have to make a bracha, because it's not the yeshiva of the sukkah. Leishiv means to live, it means to spend time, to be misakev in the sukkah. Because the real mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is dira b'sukkah. So the Bach's interpretation of the Rambam is a bit of a chiddush. The Pashut Pshat in the Rambam is that even if you were standing, if you go to a kiddush in the sukkah, right, most kiddushim and shul, you're not going to be sitting. You're standing. But according to the Rambam, there's no chiyuv bracha. Or even according to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv bracha. Because you're spending time in the sukkah. You're eating a kviyus in the sukkah. You're spending time in the sukkah. 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is. There would be a chiyuv bracha. We paskin, like Tosis in the Rush, that the chiyuv bracha of leishiv basukkah is only on achila and shasiyah. Only if you eat and drink. Not that Tosis in the Rush hold that the mitzvah is the eating and drinking in the sukkah. Even they agree that the mitzvah is the yeshiva, the dira of the sukkah, the living in the sukkah. But they hold that the ikar kviyus of a person, what establishes a person's kviyus, a sense of permanence in the sukkah, is through achila and shasiyah. So that's why Chazal will misaken a bracha on the achila and shasiyah. Just walking into a sukkah and talking and spending time there, the kviyus is not nikah. Right? The ikar kviyus, what kovea a person in the sukkah, is achil and shesiyah. It's interesting because someone might say that maybe Shena even is kovea a person more than achil and shesiyah. You spend more time sleeping in the sukkah, for those who do sleep in the sukkah. There's more time spent sleeping in the sukkah than eating and drinking. Right? You sleep in the sukkah for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 hours, whatever time you're sleeping. Apparently Chazal understood that it's the achil and shesiyah that's really kovea the makam. That's kovea the makam. Hard to understand why that's true, but that's how the Rishonim say it. That the achil and shesiyah is kovea the makam. This is before the modern, you know, the later post can say we don't sleep in the sukkah. At the time of the Rishonim, we did sleep in the sukkah. So if you're sleeping in the sukkah, why would achil and shesiyah be the ikar kviyus? We don't find that they say you make a bracha on shena per se. Right? It's the achil and shesiyah that they talk about that you should make a bracha. Interesting. But that's the opinion of Tosa and the Rosh. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Tov Reish Lamites, the end of Tov Reish Lamites. This is page 6. Shulchan Aruch in Siv Ches writes, Nogu Shein Mevarchem al Asuka Elo B'Shas Achila. Shulchan Aruch says, our minig, the Hachi Nog, in the parentheses, the Rama also says that we're nowhere to make the bracha of Leishiv Asuka on the Achila. We're only knowing to make it on the Achila. We pass in like Tosis and the Rosh that the Ikka Kviyas of a person is on Achila Shesia, and it's on that Chazal was sacking the bracha of Leishiv Asuka. Even though, of course, the mitzvah is to live in the Sukkah, but we make a bracha on the Ikka Kviyas. But the Mishnah Bura there in Sivkot and Vav is careful to point out, B'shem the Achronim, that it's appropriate for a person to be machmer for the Sheet of the Rambam. How are we machmer for the Sheet of the Rambam? So the Rambam holds that when we should make a bracha on the sukkah, as long as you spend time in the sukkah, so then you should be careful not to spend too much time in the sukkah before eating. Right? If you're going to make the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah only on the eating, but you're going to spend 20 minutes schmoozing in the sukkah, sitting in the sukkah and schmoozing in the sukkah, so then according to the Rambam, you're mevatel bracha. Right? You're delaying the bracha. According to the Rambam, you really should have made the bracha when you first came into the sukkah, because you're spending time, you're spending 20 minutes. That's a chaticha chashuva of time. So you really should have made a bracha before then. So it's best if you plan on eating, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should first eat. First make the bracha leishiv asukah, and you'll start your kviyas in eating. And then you'll spend time. Why spend time before the bracha? If you make the bracha first, then it can go on both of the achila and the spending of time, and you can be otzi according to both shitas. But the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot Memchaz B'Shem Letaz that let's say a person is not planning on eating for a very long time. Right? He finished breakfast, and then he went out, took care of something, comes back to the sukkah, and he's going to learn. He's going to learn until lunch. Lunch is at 1 o'clock. He got up for the vasikinin. Right? It's Cholamoy. Okay, but... Right? Let's say he finished breakfast at 9 o'clock. He goes out, takes care of whatever he had to do, right? And he comes back at 10 o'clock, and now he's going to be learning in the sukkah for 3 hours. For 3 hours in the sukkah, let's say. So what does he do? He's not going to eat lunch at 1 o'clock. Let's say he's going to go daven mincha at 1 o'clock. He's not going to eat lunch until later. He's not planning on eating for the next 3-4 hours. So what does he do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Taz, you should have to make another bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. We hold that you make a Leishiv HaSukkah every time there's a hefsek. So if he had a significant hefsek, it's not like he walked into the house to get some more food and came outside. Right? But he went to do something else. He went to go shopping for his mother. Right? Cholamoy. I mean, what else would you do on Cholamoy? Chesed for a parent. Right? So he went to go shopping. 20 minutes. Half an hour, whatever it is. Driving there, driving back, an hour. It's a big hefsek. But now he's going into the sukkah for 3 hours. Says the Mishnah Berurah, could be that even Tosus and the Rosh would say that you have to make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah on that. Because they only hold that you make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah on the ikar kviyus. The ikar kviyus is the achila, so better to put the bracha on the achila. But if you're going to be spending a lot of time in the sukkah, why would you not make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah on that? It's not like Leishiv HaSukkah was only instituted on the Achila and the Shesia. It's a Chazal. Put the bracha on the Achila. They say it's better to make the bracha on the Achila because that's the Ikka Kviyas. But he quotes from the Taz and the Chai Odom that it's really appropriate to be Mavarik whenever a person is Yoshe B'Sukkah, because that's what the bracha really talks about. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvos quotes, the Chazan Ish was machriya like this. A lot of Achronim hold this way. It's not what people are used to. People think like, I only make a bracha Leishiv HaSukkah on the Achila. Like if I'm going to have a Suda, that's it. But you know, if I'm going to spend a lot of time in the Sukkah, I don't make a bracha Leishiv HaSukkah. Maybe the reason why people don't know this is because too many of us don't spend a lot of time in the sukkah, besides during the sukkahs. Now, if we really learned the whole afternoon in the sukkah, so we'd get used to such a concept. But unfortunately, we don't feel as comfortable in the sukkah. So, I mean, now it's a little bit colder, but even when it's warm, we really should, you could learn in the sukkah. It's comfortable. It's not that comfortable. You know, you don't have to learn with your jacket on, with your tie on. Just, your shirt sleeves. Roll up your shirt sleeves and get sweated up. Learning a sukkah and gittin, It's mutter. It's a mitzvah. Right, so I think if we spent more time in the sukkah, then this psak wouldn't be so foreign to us. But that is what the Mishnah Berurah says. That the bracha of Leishah B'Sukkah, even according to Tosfos and the Rosh, does go on the yeshiva. It's just the ikar, it should go on the achila. So if you're going to have an achila in your yeshiva, so better to be masmich the bracha to the achila. If you're not going to have an achila, then you really should make a bracha on the yeshiva B'Sukkah as well. What's an afkamina between the Rambam and the Rosh? Afkamina lemaisa, where does it come up? If we're going to say that even if the Rosh and Tosfos, you should make a bracha on the yeshiva, so the Rambam and the Tos and the Rosh are not so different anymore. Right? It's not like Tos and the Rosh would only say to make a bracha on the achila. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is legabi kiddush. Kiddush. In Simon Tofresh Mem Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch talks about how to make kiddush on sukkahs. So before you understand the kiddush of the Shulchan Aruch in Kiddush on Sukkot, you first have to know how to make Kiddush on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that the Rambam and the Rosh that the Shulchan Aruch quote, they assume that you're going to sit for Kiddush. Okay, that you're going to sit for Kiddush. Right. How does the Mechaber Paskin in Hilchas Kiddush? That's not for now. But the Rambam and the Rosh that he's quoting, they both say that you're going to sit for Kiddush on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what do we do on Sukkot? So the Shulchan Aruch and Tavresh Mem Gimel Siv Beis writes, L'harambam mekadesh me'umad, u'mevarech leishav ha'sukkah, v'yoshev v'achakach mevarech zman. V'ein noagin kein, says the Rambam, ela mekadshin me'yushev, v'chein das ha'rosh. The Mechaber says from the Rambam that one should stand for Kiddush on Sukkot. This is even though the Rambam holds normally you should sit for Kiddush. Why does the Rambam hold you should sit for Kiddush on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the basic reason given, Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchas Kiddush explains that in Kiddush ela b'makom suda. Even if a person is not being motzi anyone else, he's just being motzi himself. But in Kiddush ela b'makom suda, we have to recite Kiddush in conjunction with the Suda. The Gemara says in Psachim, in the 10th Perek, we discussed this at great length in the Psachim Shiurim in June. Couple of years ago. So, because in Kiddush Elva Makam Suda, how do you eat? You eat sitting down. So the Rambam holds that you're supposed to sit down for Kiddush. What says the Mechaber? According to the Rambam, when it comes to Sukkot, you have to make Kiddush standing. Why? Not midin Kiddush, midin the bracha of Leisha Basukkah. Because the Rambam assumes that you make a bracha of Leisha Basukkah before sitting. Right, before having a kviyus in the sukkah. And sitting demonstrates your kviyus in the sukkah. Kozman shenichnas leishev ba, mevarech leishev ba-sukkah. So if you're going to sit down before the leishev ba-sukkah, it turns out that you're making the bracha la'achar asiyasa. It's not la'achar asiyasa completely, it's koda, it's over la'asiyasa of the next yeshiva. But it's not before the first asiyasim. It's not before the first yeshiva. And we know you're supposed to make the bracha over l'asiyasim. You're supposed to make the birchas ha-mitzvah before you start fulfilling the mitzvah. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, one should recite Kiddush Me'umad so that you'll be able to make the bracha of Leish Basukah, and then you'll be able to sit down. And after sitting down, then you make Shechiyonu. And that's exactly how the Rambam there paskins. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis that we read earlier, the Rambam says, Exactly how the Mechaber says the Rambam would paskin. What says the Rambam? The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that we sit for Kiddush. Why do we sit for Kiddush? Because normally we sit for Kiddush. But the Rambam also said that normally we sit for Kiddush. No, but the Rosh says that the Ikar Bracha is on the Achila and the Shasiyah. And since you're going to be Ochel and Shosa, So we're masmich the bracha, we connect the bracha to the achilah and the shesia. So it's no problem sitting first. You can sit first because the bracha is not on the sitting. The bracha, the ikar bracha, was instituted on the achilah and the shesia. The sitting is not so significant according to the Rosh. So therefore, in order to fulfill and kiddush el makom suda, it's best, claims the Rosh, it's best to sit. To sit for kiddush even on sukkahs. Those who normally make kiddush standing up. Mistama, right? If we're going like the Rosh, right? If you make kiddush standing up, mistama, you'd make the kiddush standing up on sukkahs as well. And then presumably, before the Leisha of Asuka, you should sit down. Right? Not sure it's necessary to sit down. Some actually do. Some sit down between the bracha of Kiddush and the Leisha of Asuka. Why? Because we want to put the bracha of Leisha of Asuka as close as possible to the Achila, to the Shasiyah that you're about to do. So if you're going to make all the brachas, the bracha of Kiddush and the Leisha of Asuka, Shachiyanu, if you're going to make them all standing, so then you have to sit down first, before you're going to dish out the wine, or before you're going to drink the wine. So maybe it's better to sit down before the Leish of Asukah. And others just make all the brachas, and then they sit down later. It's not such a hefsek, because they're pouring out the wine anyway. So they're pouring out the wine, so then they'll drink. They'll drink afterwards. Different minhagim. But this idea of sitting before the Leish of Asukah, that would work well with the Rosh, who holds that really the bracha is on the achila. It's not on the yeshiva per se. So one would be allowed to sit before actually making the bracha of Leish Basukah. Maybe it's even better to do that so that you'll be able to be masmif, the bracha of Leish Basukah, as closely as possible to the shasiya that you're about to do. Okay. This is the basic mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukah. And this mitzvah applies throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Basukos Teish v'Shivas Yom. For the first night of Sukkot, there's a special halacha, special mitzvah. You see, throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Basukos Teish v'Shivas Yom teaches us that if you be dar in the home, then you dar in the sukkah. The way that you live in your home, that's the way that you live in the sukkah. So if you don't want to eat, right? Let's say a person doesn't want to have a suda. Right? Let's say he's not hungry. So if he's not hungry, there's no chiyuv to eat in his home throughout the years. There's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah either. But the first night of Sukkot, everything is different. There's an obligation to eat in the Sukkah on the first night. What's the obligation based on? So it's Gzeirah Shava. It's Gzeirah Shava. The Gemara is Gzeirah Shava. Tesvav, Tesvav from Chag HaMatzos. It says Tesvav by Sukkot and Tesvav by Chag HaMatzos, by Pesach. So just like HaKosuv Kovo Chova by Pesach, there's a Chiyuv to eat Matzah. Chiyuv to have a Suda. To eat Matzah. So to on Sukkot, there's a Chiyuv to have a Suda. Tesvav, is not Gzeir Shava that we darshan literally, right? There's no chiv to eat, $30 shmurama, hand shmura matzah on Sukkot. That far we're not going to go. There's no chiv to eat matzah on Sukkot at all. But the achila itself there's a chiv to eat in the Sukkot. There's a chiv to eat in the Sukkot. That's the first difference between the mitzvah of Sukkah, the rest of Yom Tov, and the mitzvah of Sukkah the first night. The first night there's a chiyuv. The rest of the Yom Tov, there's no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. There's a chiyuv to live in the Sukkah the same way that you'd live in your home. So if you don't want to eat, there's no chiyuv to go into the Sukkah. But the first night is a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to go into the Sukkah. But there's another difference as well. From some of the Rishonim, you get the impression that not only is there an obligation to eat in the Sukkah the first night, but the obligation is totally different than the mitzvah of Sukkah throughout the Yom Tov. The rest of the Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Sukkah, is yeshiva b'sukkah. Living in the sukkah. Yeshiva b'sukkah. Establishing a kviyus in the sukkah, as we say. Kol shivas yamim adam osa sukkos okeva. Establishing your kviyus in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah. But the first night, maybe the mitzvah is not yeshiva b'sukkah, that there's an obligation to do a yeshiva b'sukkah. No, there are some rishonim that seem to imply that the mitzvah, that the chiyuv of the first night, is achila b'sukkah. To do an achila b'sukkah. To eat in the sukkah. What's the difference? Yeshiva b'sukkah, achila b'sukkah, what's the difference? So there are two issues that might hinge on this question. One is, how much does one have to eat in the sukkah? How much does one have to eat in the sukkah the first night? To be yotzei the chiyuv. The corollary of that question is, well, how much is it also to eat outside the sukkah? We know that one is prohibited from eating outside the sukkah. A whole Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be koveya outside the sukkah. You're supposed to be koveya inside the sukkah. So there's an isser achila outside the sukkah. Oh, but the first night, not only is there an isser achila outside the sukkah, there's a mitzvah achila inside the sukkah. What's the mitzvah achila? How much do you have to eat? So some mefarshim, some rishonim say that the shir is kibetza. Shir is kibetza because throughout the Yom Tov of sukkahs, the isser to eat outside the sukkah, how much is it usser to eat outside the sukkah? A little bit more than a kibetza. Why a little bit more than a kibetza? Because that's called the kvius. Right? Achila sarai is mutter outside the sukkah. And the Gemara says that's a kibetza pas. Kibetza pas is still arai. That's what most Rishonim learn. The Bir Halacha points out the Rambam says that maybe even a little bit more than a kibetza is also achila sarai. So the Rambam is a little bit more than every other Rishon. But the simple pshat is that kibetz is achila sarai, and a little bit more than that is a kevah. So it's usur to eat how much outside the sukkah generally? A little bit more than a kibetz pas. And according to the Rambam, it means a little bit more than a little bit more than a kibetz pas, right? It's one step above. That's achila's kevah. So some Rishonim hold, what's the mitzvah? What's the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night? Achila's kev, a little bit more than kibetza. Same as the iser to eat outside the sukkah, the rest of Yom. What's the problem? The problem is the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when he mentions the mitzvah achila on the first night, what does he say? The Rambam in Perek Vov, Halacha Zay. The Rambam says, achila b'leila Yom Tov harishon b'sukkah chova. Even if you eat a kezayis of pas, you yotzi achiv. But after the first night, then it's a rishus. You want to eat, fine, don't. What does Rambam say? That you yotzi achiv with a kezayis. Yotzi achiv with a kezayis. How can you be yotzi with a kezayis? If the mitzvah, if the chiv of the first night is to have a yeshiva the sukkah, so l'chora, the same iser to eat outside the sukkah, the rest of Yom Tov, a little bit more than a kibetza, so that should be the chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah. You should have to eat a little bit more than a kibetza. It's totally in kviyas. Yeshiva sukkah is totally in kviyas. So why, according to the Rambam, is the chiyuv to eat the first night? Is the shir achiv of the first night of kizayis? So the Ran in sukkah explains that according to the Rambam, since hakosuv kovo chova, the Torah made it a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night, so the Torah is machshiv, a kezayis, the achila of kezayis, that's called an achila b'kvius. Once the Torah made it a chiyuv to eat, so even if you only eat a kezayis, if you're eating a kezayis, als the chiyuv, then it's called an achila b'kvius. That's called an achila b'kvius. The Torah is achshevei l'kezayis, and that's called an achila b'kvius. That's how you can be yotzei with a kezayis the first night. And by the same token, if that's really the pshat in Rambam, that the Rambam holds that achila b'kvius the first night is a kezayis because hakosu kavachova, then what should come out? How much is usa to eat outside the sukkah the first night according to the Rambam? A kezayis. You can't even eat a kezayis outside the sukkah on the first night. At least before you've been yotze the chiyuv. And before you've been yotze your chiyuv, you can't eat a kezayis outside the sukkah. Because if the achila b'kvius, if the achilas kezayis has a din of achilas keva because akosu kavachova, then the iser of being koveya outside the sukkah must also be a kezayis. And this is in fact what the Torah writes. The Torah says that the iser achila outside of the sukkah, the first night, is a shir kezayis. Different than all the other nights of sukkahs. This is one approach to the Rambam. The Rambam holds the mitzvah achila, the chiyuv achila in the sukkah the first night is a kezayis, because he holds that achila b'kvius the first night is a kezayis. Hakosu kavachova, it's machshiv the achila b'kezayis to be an achila b'kvius. And by the same token, the Rambam would say that the isra achila outside of the sukkah the first night would have to be a kezayis as well. It's not more than a kebetza. The rest of sukkahs, it's a kebetza, but it's a little bit more than a kebetza. But the first night, if a kezayis is called an achila b'kvius, so then it would be usa to eat even a kezayis outside the sukkah on the first night. Yes.
So the Rambam still holds even though the chiyuv on the first night is to eat. Does he still hold that? You get it, not actually sit down and eat, or the first night is different?
The Rambam holds that the chiyuv of the first night is a chiyuv of yeshiva besukkah. It's a mitzvah yeshiva. It's a mitzvah to be koveya besukkah. To be koveya besukkah. You're saying, according to the Rambam, would you make a bracha of leisha besukkah before the achila?
The first night, because he holds there is a chiyuv first night, because I, so is the chiyuv on the first night.
The chiyuv, according to the Rambam, must be an eating in the sukkah. Because if it's learned from Pesach, if it's learned from Pesach, so you're learning from matzah. Would it be, is it a, let's think about that. Does it have to be achila? Maybe not. Maybe we're only learning a chiyuv. So the chiyuv in Pesach is a chiyuv achila. The chiyuv in Sukkah is a chiyuv yeshiva. It's a chiyuv yeshiva. But the Rambam just holds that, right, you're saying, so why is there, no question that part of yeshiva is the achila. Right? So the Rambam seems to hold that there is this obligation to eat a kazayis. I guess that's learned from Tesvav. That's learned from Pesach.
So we hold it.
But yet, when it comes to Kiddush, the Rambam says that you're supposed to make Kiddush me'umad. So it sounds like he holds that the yeshiva is also part of the mitzvah. The yeshiva is also part of the mitzvah. Meaning, you can make a bracha of leisha basukkah on the yeshiva, even if the obligation is to eat in the sukkah. The obligation is more than just the yeshiva. But even if the obligation is more than just the yeshiva, but just like you can make a bracha of leisha basukkah the rest of Yom Tov, even though you're only doing yeshiva, right? Even though there's no chiyuv per se. What do I mean that there's no chiyuv per se? If a person wants to spend time in the sukkah, so then there is a mitzvah. A person is fulfilling their mitzvah by spending time in the sukkah. So if you fulfill that mitzvah, you can make a bracha of leisha basukkah throughout the Yom Tov. So the Rambam would say you can make a bracha of leisha basukkah the first night also on the yeshiva. But there's also an obligation to eat in the sukkah. Now, what does that mean to eat in the sukkah? To eat in achila b'kviyas, because there's an obligation to do a yeshiva b'sukkah. To have a yeshiva b'kviyas the first night. And the Rambam says the kezayis is enough, because the Torah is mash of the kezayis, so that's called an achila b'kviyas. Yeah.
One more question. Are we not like the kezayis, it has to be a kezayis of bread, or kezayis of...
Kezayis of bread, l'chara. Kezayis of bread, it's supposed to be a... It's supposed to be a kviyas. I mean, if you ate enough pasava bekistin that you could be koveya sud on it, maybe that would be enough also. But pasha pshat is it's bread, because that's a kviyas. It has to be an achila bekviyas. So we establish that kviyas by eating a sud. So this is one possibility. This is one suggestion. It seems what the Ran seems to understand b'das Rambam. The Rav disagreed. The Rav felt that if you look at the Rambam carefully, it's very difficult to say that the Rambam holds that there's an issur to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah even the first night. Right? Because when the Rambam talks about the issur achila, he mentions in Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, Olchem v'shosem v'yishenem v'sukkah kol shiva b'en v'yom v'en b'layla, v'osa lechol suda chutz l'sukkah kol shiva, elem ken ochal achila sarai kebeitza o pochos o yesem ma'at. He says, v'osa lechol b'sukkah chutz l'sukkah, lechol suda chutz l'sukkah kol shiva. He does not distinguish between the first night as opposed to any of the other nights of Yom Tov. The Ran would say, yeah, go to the next halacha. He mentions the chiyuv achila inside the sukkah, so he means to say that the first night, there's also an issa to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah. But said the Rav, if you look carefully at the Rambam in halacha vav, does not distinguish. There he's talking about the issa. In halacha zayin, he's talking about the chiyuv of the first night. So the impression you get, Zok the Rav, is that the Rambam holds that the issa achila outside the sukkah is the same. You're not allowed to eat a little bit more than a little bit more than a kebetza. Right? You can't eat an achilas keva, more than a kebetza, outside the sukkah. And the first night as well. A kezayis you can eat outside the sukkah. It's a little bit more than a kebetza that you can't eat outside the sukkah. You can't eat the achila b'kviyas. So how do we understand the Rambam? If the issa to eat outside the sukkah is the same shear the first night as the other night, it sounds like yeshiva b'sukkah, achila b'kviyas is only more than a kebetza. So how does the Rambam say that you yotzi yachiv the first night was just a kezayis? It's not a kviyas. It's not a yeshiva. So if the chiyuv is yeshiva besukkah, how could you be yotzi the first night? So Dr. Rav, the Rambam understands that the chiyuv of the first night is not a chiyuv yeshiva. It's not a chiyuv yeshiva besukkah. The chiyuv of the first night is to have an achila. It's to have an achila in the sukkah. That's what we learned, Tezvav, from Chag HaMatzos. An achila. Whenever there's a mitzvah achila, matzah, right? Matzah and kachim and other things, if there's a mitzvah achila, so the chiyuv is because, well, kachim might be different, but achilas matzah, the chiyuv is because ayis. If there's a low sase related to achila, nevela chazer, the iser is because ayis. Right? The lav is because ayis. Maybe chatzi shiur is awesome in a Torah also, but the lav is on a kazayis, because the loshen achila means kazayis. So the Rambam holds that achila bekvias, yeshiva besukkah, even the first night, yeshiva bekvias is only more than a kibetza. But the chiyav is not a chiyav yeshiva, the chiyav is a chiyav achila, chovas achila. So because it's a chovas achila, that's why the shiur is only bekazayis. Kviyotzi even with a kazayis. So it comes out there's a difference, two different approaches to the Rambam. That either the Rambam holds the chiyav of the first night is a chovas yeshiva besukkah, chovas kviyos besukkah. If that's the case, then the shiur for the mitzvah and the shiur for the issur to eat outside the sukkah is the same. It's going to be more than a kibetza, just like it is the rest of the yomtiv, the issur to eat outside the sukkah. But according to the Rav, no, there's a chiluk between the chovas achila and the issur to eat outside the sukkah. The issur to eat outside the sukkah is a shiur in the kviyos. So as long as you're not eating an achila of a kviyos, then there's no problem. That shiur is more than a kibetza. But the chovas achila is going to be b'kazayis, because that's a mitzvah achila. It's not a mitzvah yeshiva. It's a mitzvah achila. So therefore, the chiyuv is to eat a kazayis. This is one area where we find that there's somewhat of a debate. Now, what is that chovas achila the first night? Is it really a mitzvah achila, or is it a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah through achila, demonstrated through the achila? The other area where we find this is regarding the concept of mitzta'er. We know mitzta'er is potter min asukkah, but that's the rest of the yomtiv. How about the first night? Is mitzta'er potter min asukkah or not? That's a major machlokas in the Rishon. The Rosh holds that mitzta'er is not potter min asukkah the first night. He's chayiv. It's chayiv. He has to eat in the sukkah. It's a chiyuv the first night. So he has to eat in the sukkah even if he's mitzta'er. And the Beis Yosef quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashba that no, mitzta'er is potter min asukkah. Mitzta'er is potter min asukkah all of yomtiv, not just the rest of yomtiv, but the first night as well. Machlokas are shown whether mitzvah is chayav besukkah the first night or he's potter the first night. What's the machlokas? So someone would suggest that maybe it's related to this shayla. That if you assume that the mitzvah the first night is yeshiva besukkah, it's just that there's a chiyuv to have a yeshiva besukkah, not to be in the sukkah if you want to eat, if you want to be koveh in the sukkah, if you want to sleep in the sukkah, but there actually is an obligation to do so. But the obligation is yeshiva besukkah. So if the obligation is yeshiva besukkah the first night, then teishu kein tadur. The whole tour of mitzvah is that it's not kein tadur. So if the mitzvah is a mitzvah yeshiva, so then if it's not kein tadur, then you're potter. So the tour of mitzvah would apply the first night too. Why should it only apply the other days of sukkahs? But if we understand that the chiyuv on the first night is a chovas achila, it's an obligation to eat in the sukkah, so maybe even mitzvah is chayev to do that. You might be mitzvah from the mitzvah. Maybe we won't say that it's ka'en toduru, but you're still sitting in the sukkah. And maybe the obligation is to eat in the sukkah. So you might be mitzvah, just like we don't say mitzvah is potem and atfilin, he's chayev in mitzvahs. So if there's a chovas achila, even if he's mitzvah, he's chayev to eat. Someone might be mitzvah to eat the matzah and the moror, right, on the Seder night, but he's chayev to eat. He's chayev to push himself. Same thing over here. A person is chayiv to go out to the sukkah, to eat in the sukkah, because that's the chiyuv. Aye, but he's mitzvah? No, the p'tur mitzvah is a p'tur in yeshiva b'sukkah. It's not teishu kein taduru. But if the chiyuv is a chovas achila b'sukkah, so then maybe that's not governed by the principle of teishu kein taduru. Maybe one would be obligated to eat in the sukkah on the first night, even if he is mitzvah. Mitzvah from zvuvin, mitzvah from the smell, mitzvah from ruah, from the cold, doesn't matter. Maybe he's still chayiv to go eat in the sukkah because it's a chovas achila. This is one way that some want to explain. Yeah. How do we paskin? So the Ramah is machmer. Ramah assumes, like the Rosh, that you have to be machmer that maybe mitzvah is chayav besukkah the first time. What's the nafkamin? Not too many bees out the first night, come out by day. Nafkamina is Yerdu Geshamim. Let's say it rains. We know the Mishnah says that if Yerdu Geshamim, Mutar Lefanos, that you can leave the sukkah. Why? So b'pshuto, you're the geshamim is a p'tur of mitzdar patur in a sukkah when it's raining, so you're in pain from sitting in the sukkah. So that's why it's mutter to leave. But the Rama is machmir that the first night, you might have to sit in the sukkah anyway. According to the Rashi, you have to sit in the sukkah, even if you're the geshamim. Where's the Rama? Rama in Tov Reish Lamites. Sifhei. Dr. Mechaber, Yardu Geshamim, Areze Nichnas Atoch Abayis. Fine. Dr. Ramah, Choze Davka B'Shar Yamim Olei Lo Shal Sukkah. Sabo Lai Lo Rishon, Tzorach Lechol Kazayis B'Sukkah, Afim Geshamim Yardin. Says the Ramah, but the first night, you got to eat a Kazayis in the Sukkah. To be Yotzi, according to the Rosh, because the Rosh holds that Mitzdayer is Chai B'Sukkah the first night. Mitzdayer is Chai B'Sukkah the first night. The Mishnah Berurah has a famous comment over here that if it's raining, let's say it's still raining, it's continuing to rain, so what should a person do? What should a person do to fulfill the mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Vav writes that if it's raining, you should eat in the sukkah, you should eat a kazayis in the sukkah without a bracha. You can't make a leish of a sukkah because according to some of the shittas, mitzvah is bottom in a sukkah. So eat in the sukkah without a bracha. Then you can finish the suda in your home. Once you go into the home, even if the geshamim stop, you don't have to go out again. Because he actually says, if you go to sleep, you finish in the home, if it stops raining in the middle of the suda, so then maybe you should go back out to the suda. It's not such a big tircha. But if you finished eating, and then you went to sleep, and you woke up in the middle of the night, and you saw that the rain stopped, so do I have to get my clothes back? I have to take off the pajamas and put on my clothes and go back out to the suda? So Mishnah Berurah says, no. Then you don't have to go back to the sukkah. Why? Man of shakir patur from the sukkah. If the halacha is like the day that claims that mitzdar is chayav b'sukkah the first night, you ate a kazayis already in a sukkah. So you were yotze according to him. And according to the other day, the mitzdar is patur, so you were not yotze initially with the first kazayis, but you're mitzdar now too to go to the sukkah. So you're so vayta your patur. So if you're patur, there's no chayav to go back to the sukkah. That's how the Mishnah Berurah phrases it. That's how the Mishnah Berurah phrases it. He mentions that the Achronim say you should wait a little bit. Like, don't rush into the house. Like, the first night, we should wait, you know. He has like an hour or two. Say, Tochatzos. Wait a little bit. It depends how young the kids are, you know. They can really wait up. What's the idea of waiting up? Rabbi Willard once said that maybe the idea of waiting a little bit is because if you eat in the sukkah now, if you eat a kazayis now, you're not going to make a bracha leish basukkah. So to chap around the bracha, have the opportunity to make a bracha of leisha basukkah, even if it's raining, maybe you should wait a little bit if the taka doesn't stop raining. So then make kiddush and have a kezayis in the sukkah without a bracha, then go into the home and finish the suda there. But the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah is that once you go to sleep, if you finish the suda, then you went to sleep, so then there's no chiyuv to go back into the sukkah, because if mitzdar is potter in a sukkah, then you're potter now also. Mitzdar is potter, you weren't yotzi before, but you're potter now anyway, because you're mitzdar to get back to the sukkah. Yes?
When Gemara says, and then it says, when your food becomes mekalkel, that's mitzdar, or is that a separate case? Is it a separate reason?
No, the assumption that we're making over here is that it's because of mitzdar. Right, that you're mitzdar, the food is getting ruined, so that's why you're mitzdar from sitting in the sukkah. Right, and that would be the p'tur of Yerod HaGashamim, but p'shuto is the p'tur of mitzdar. That's the simple understanding.
The Gemara says that how could you the Gemara says the answer of...
No, the Gemara...
You could
yafel lif. It's mutter lefanos, right, but the Gemara is talking about the rest of sukkahs, but the first night, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, so it could be different. Right, the Gemara is saying in general... But if you hold a mitzvah as chayav in the sukkah the first night, then that line of the Gemara is not talking about the first night. That's talking after you ate the first kazayis, then you're allowed to go back into the home. The Rav once commented in the Shiurim, this is published in the Rishima Shiurim in Sukkah. He said that, you know, once it was raining in his home when he was a young boy, and they did exactly, you know, what they were supposed to do. They did, I'm not sure if they followed the Mishnah Berurah in his home, but they did what the poskim would say, that they ate in the sukkah, ate a kazayis in the sukkah while it was still raining, and they went into the house, and they finished the suda, and then I guess Rav's father put him to bed, And in the middle of the night, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he sees his father's waking him up. He says, Yosheve, come, we have to go out to the sukkah. It stopped raining. So as he's going out to the sukkah, he starts asking his father, I don't understand. We ate in the sukkah already. And if we're part of Mitzdara is part of the sukkah the first night, so we're part of from going back to the sukkah anyway. I'm not sure what age the Rav was then. Like, he probably wasn't 6 or 7. He's asking such a lumpish akasha to his father. So his father said, Yeah, come. He dragged him out to the sukkah. So the Rav later in the Shiurim, he said, I was trying to figure out what my father was thinking. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. So what did Rav Moshe Soloveitchik have in mind? So the Rav suggested maybe his father had the following in mind. That perhaps there's a difference between the types of mitzvah. If a person is mitzvah, machmas yeshiva besukkah itself, so then it could be, right? It could be that if he's mitzvah from sitting in the sukkah itself, so the manda omer who holds that mitzvah is part of the sukkah, the first night, he says that you'll be part of the sukkah. He says, what's the difference between mitzvah from sitting in the sukkah the rest of Yom Tov and mitzvah from sitting in the sukkah the first night? If you have bugs in the sukkah, you have a lot of wind in the sukkah, whatever's going on there, so you're potter from sitting in the sukkah. So the same thing the first night. What's the difference? But maybe mitzvah to get to the sukkah is a different type of mitzvah. If it's only because of a tircha to get to the sukkah, maybe everyone would say that type of mitzvah avada is chayev the first, even is that mitzvah is chayev the first night. Everyone would say that mitzvah is chayev the first night. Why? Because there's a chayev to eat in the sukkah. The only reason to potter, according to the man the Amar, that mitzvah is potter in the sukkah, is because they say the chayev is to be yoshev in the sukkah, to have a yeshiva bekvius in the sukkah. So Teshu Kein Toduru tells me that if I'm mitzdayer, then that's not cool, the yeshiva, that's not Kein Toduru. But if the tzar is not from the yeshiva in the sukkah, the tzar is to get to the sukkah, so who parted you from getting to the sukkah? There's a chiv to go to the sukkah. A chiv to do yeshiva in the sukkah. Once you get to the sukkah, you're not going to be mitzdayer from the sukkah. So if you're not going to be mitzdayer from the sukkah, maybe you have a chiv the first night to go to the sukkah in order to do a yeshiva in the sukkah. So up the road. Maybe that's what his father had in mind, that he felt against the Mishnah Berurah. He felt that the mitzvah of getting to the sukkah, there's no p'tur mitzvah on the first night from that. You have an obligation to go to the sukkah. If you're mitzvah from the yeshiva itself, from the rain, from the bugs, from the wind, so then maybe even the first night there's a p'tur. According to that day, according to the Rashba, there would be a p'tur. But if the only tzar is to get to the sukkah, maybe you have an obligation to push yourself to get to the sukkah. And then when you get to the sukkah, you won't be mitzar. I know what you're thinking, that once you get to the sukkah, you'll be so upset that you got to the sukkah. You're still mitzar, right? No, but you shouldn't be. You're in the sukkah. There's no... It's great. There's nothing, no problem with the sukkah, so you shouldn't be mitzar. So maybe there's no p'tur mitzar in that case, because you're mechuyev to actually try to get to the sukkah to be out to the mitzvah. Yes?
It's enough of a reason to wake him up from sleeping.
Okay, so that's a separate issue. You could say a yoshen is potter min hamitzvos. Maybe there's no obligation to wake him up. For Moshe Soloveitchik, he walked to a different drummer. He followed a different. Everyone is different. Everyone is different. But let's say a person put on their pajamas and then they noticed that it stopped raining. No one's waking him up. He got into bed. He got into bed and he's having trouble sleeping because he so wanted to fulfill the mitzvah, right? Well, I guess for him, he's not even mitzvahed to get to the sukkah that he wants to go.
He has a question on Mishnah Berurah.
Right. Okay. Very good. Yeah, Daniel.
Let's say it's raining, so you go inside, you kazayas while it's raining, like in the sukkah, come back inside, and then it stops raining. Should you then go back out, say a bracha, and eat kazayas?
So, l'chor, you should. Right? If you continued eating inside the home, but you're not really mitzvah to get to the sukkah. The sukkah is on your deck. It's right outside. So then the chora, you should eat a kazayas in the sukkah because there's no tzara to get to the sukkah b'chlal. There's no mitzvah.
You try eating the first kazayas because that was going to rain the whole night.
No, but the problem is the first kazayas you were only yotzei according to Ma'adamah that mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah. Because you are mitzvah from sitting in the sukkah when it's raining, but it could be that mitzvah is chayav in the sukkah the first night. But according to the Ma'adamah, mitzvah is potter in the sukkah the first night, then you weren't yotzi with the first kazayas. So then the taka is it is kedai to go outside and eat an extra kazayas.
If you already maybe yotzi, then how can you get bracha?
You didn't make a bracha the first time.
But you made your yotze, so how can you make a bracha on something you already yotze?
No, but you can always make a bracha in the sukkah. You can always make a bracha in the sukkah if you had a hefsik. Right? So if you went back in and had a whole su'udah, ein lecha hefsik gadol mizeh. So it's no different than eating, than going inside and going back outside. So you certainly can make a bracha. Yeah.
What would you do in the case
of,
like, let's say you finish your whole
suda,
it's 3 hours later,
shigar,
and eat another
desires? I think so. If you did it, because according to the Magen Avraham, the Mitzvah is part of an asuka, you were not Yotze Yachiv. You weren't Yotze Yachiv yet. Right? Because when you ate the kezias while it's raining, you were Mitzvah. So you weren't Yotze Yachiv. So you weren't Yotze Yachiv, then you still have a Chiv. The chiv of the first night. So you gotta go out and eat the kezayis in order to be
Yotze Yachiv. Should you have in mind that night that you're mitzvah from going to the sukkah, that you'll be mitzvah in the sukkah? Like, when a sukkah is like wet and damp, like, you could be mitzvah in that at night?
If you have a cover, you can just roll up the cover. It's not wet and damp at all. If you don't have a cover and it's raining into the sukkah, so yeah, taka, then maybe you'd be potter even after the rain stops. Because the rain may have stopped outside, but the rain inside the sukkah hasn't stopped. Right, so then you'd still be potter. But that's why it's kedai to get a covering, so that at least when the rain stops, then you'll be able to eat in the sukkah. Yeah, 100%. 100%. There are some who actually want to be docha the Mishnah Berurah in a different way. There's a famous comment of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon actually says that Yardu Geshamim is not a Ptura of Mitztaya Bechlau. Yardu Geshamim, the reason why you potter when Yardu Geshamim, when it's raining in the sukkah, is not because you're Mitztaya from sitting in the sukkah. You potter because when it's raining in the sukkah, that's not called a sukkah at all. Ein Shem Sukkah Olav, says the Gra. He quotes Tosis and Brachas like that. He quotes some Rishonim. He holds very strongly the famous sheet of the Gra, that when it's raining, that's not called sitting in the sukkah at all. That's not called sitting in the sukkah at all. So if it's not called sitting in the sukkah at all, then it's clear you can't pass them like the Mishnah Berurah. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? That if it's still raining, so eat a kezias in the sukkah, and don't make a leish of a sukkah, to be choshish for the other sheep. Then go into your home, finish the sukkah, and then you can go to sleep, and if you realize that it stopped raining when you're in bed, there's no chiyuv to go back outside to the sukkah. Why? Manavshach you've been yotze. Because Lamanda Omar mitzvah is chayev besukkah. You were yotze with the first kezayis even when it was raining. You're mitzvah, but you were yotze at that point because mitzvah is even chayev besukkah the first night. And if mitzvah is potter, then you're potter now too because you're mitzvah to go back to the sukkah. But according to the Gra, that logic is faulty. Because Lamanda Omar, even Lamanda Omar mitzvah is chayev besukkah the first night, maybe you weren't yotze when it's raining. If you're mitzvah because there are too many bugs there, so then if you ate in the sukkah even when there are bugs, right? Lamanda amr mitzvah is chayav sukkah. You're obligated to eat when there still are bugs and bees, and you know it's not so comfortable to eat in the sukkah. But maybe if you ate in the sukkah when it's raining, maybe that's not called a sukkah bichlal. So if it's not called a sukkah, you weren't yotze according to anyone. Even if you hold mitzvah is chayav sukkah, you can only be yotze if you're eating in a sukkah. But according to the Gra, it's not called a sukkah when it's raining. So then it turns out that when you ate initially in the sukkah, you weren't yotze according to anyone. So maybe you do have a chiyuv to go back out when it stops raining to eat once again. This yisod of the Gra was not just something that the Gra was mechadish, but actually the Rogat Shava was medayik like this from the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when he talks about the different pturim from the sukkah, initially, there in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, he writes, Mitztayer Potem in a Sukkah, Veizel Mitztayer, Zeshen Yochel Lisham Besukkah, Mimnei HaRuach, Mimnei HaZvuvim, VaParoshim, Achiyotze Behem, Om Mipnei HaRech. You can't sleep in the Sukkah. Interestingly enough, the Rambam picks on Lisham Besukkah. That's his Iker. He doesn't even talk about Lechol Velishtos. I guess most people can eat and drink in the Sukkah, even if there are bugs. Most people. But sleeping's a lot harder if there are bugs. If there's bugs and bees and Parushim and Reach and smell and whatnot. That's halacha beis. Then the Rambam talks about ovel is chayav besukkah. Halacha gimel. Halacha dalet shluchim mitzvah p'turim nesukkah. Osik mitzvah p'turim nesukkah. Then he talks about what's the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah. What's the issur to eat outside the sukkah. First night in the sukkah. Back and forth and back and forth. And then halacha yud, the Rambam says, yardu gishamim harei zenichnas l'toch habayis. Suddenly in halacha yud, the Rambam goes back and says that if yardu gishamim, if it's raining, then you can go inside. Why did he leave that till halacha yud? If he mentions mitzvah, patim, nasuk, and halacha beis, he should have said, what's an example of mitzvah? Is mitzvah, mibnei haruach, mibnei hazvuvim, etc., or mibnei hagishamim? He doesn't say that. Why does the Rambam separate? So the Rogachov, you see from the Rambam that the Ptur of Yodah Gashanim is not a Ptur Mitzvah. The Ptur of Yodah Gashanim is that when it's raining, it's not a Sukkah. A different type of Ptur. So it could be the Rambam actually holds like this, interestingly enough. But if you assume like the Gra and the Rogachov is Diuk and the Rambam, so then it turns out that the Psak of the Mishnah Bura is questionable. Right? It's questionable. I mean, maybe the Mishnah Bura is right that if the rain has not stopped, one should eat a kazayas in the sukkah. To be yotze, according to a shita, that would assume that even when it's raining, it still has a shame sukkah. And according to some, it's tairis chayiv besukkah. But this idea that the Mishnah Bura says that if you went to sleep and then the rain stopped, right, you realize that it stopped raining, you're not mechuyev to go back out to the sukkah because mitztaris pasul in the sukkah, and if mitztaris chayiv, you were yotze before. Highly questionable whether that's correct. Whether that's correct. So hopefully we won't have such a situation. We won't have the rain. We won't have the rain. You know, the Mishnah says that the Gesharim is a simen klala b'chag. Because it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, doesn't want the mitzvah. The Emma says it's only a simen klala b'chag in a climate where it's not supposed to rain. You know, if you're in an area where every other day it's raining, so that's not a simen klala. But it's a zchus to be able to sit in the sukkah, to be able to kind of mitzvah of sukkah. It's such a big zchus. We should daven that we should be yotzei. We should be yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah, kedasu kedin, the first night, and all the nights of sukkahs. We should have the proper weather so that we'll be able to be kind of mitzvah in the best possible way.